Thanks for doing this today, Gaz, with us, mate. I want to go back to the start at Newcastle, being a young kid. For me, most talented English football player I've ever seen in my footballing career. When you was growing up, did you believe you was going to be a footballer?
When I started, I knew I was a decent player. And it was just till I wasn't really getting picked for the youth team. Colin still getting that. And he always said, I thought maybe I was joking around too much, which I used to anyway. I wasn't really in the youth team. Jack Charlton come along. And he said, come, he pulled us in his office. He went, you're a good player. I went, I am. He went, how long you got left in your contract? So I'm like, so cocky. I went, I've got 2 years. He went, you got 2 weeks, fat man. This is otherwise you're out this club. And so I panicked. So I remember I thought, I better start training. So I've been like the Mars bars, the minstrels, fish and chips at night. And I used to go run at 9 o'clock at night. I don't know if everybody used to watch the Fame, We're Going to Live Forever, all that.
Oh, yeah,
That used to get us going. So I used to run with a bin bag on about 9 o'clock at night. And then I said to him, I'm getting fitter now, I'm good. He went, not yet. And they used to take us for lunch and have steak and that. I was sick of beans on toast off my mother. And then he went, right, then at 6 o'clock, meet a nice friend of mine. I went, who is it? Brendan Foster. He says, go train with them as well. Okay. So, and after about a month, I went, please no more, I beg you. I'll bin the fish and chips, everything. After about a month, I was then captain of the youth team, captain of the reserves, and then ready to play for the first team, you know, after I won the Youth Cup. So he did us a massive favour there, you know. When I was younger as well, we used to live a few miles from St. James Park. And on the Saturday, when I used to be playing, kicking the ball in gates in the streets and that, I could hear the Gallagher end, you know. And I always wanted to see what it was like. And I was fortunate to be, got to go and watch the reserves. And I was like a ball boy, but hiding peanuts, you know, the old days throw peanuts and wait for your change coming back. And I remember watching Chris Waddle and I thought, oh, I'd love to play on there one day. Unfortunately for me, it happened, you know.
It was 85, wasn't it, against Queen's Park Rangers and Jack Charlton give you your debut. How nervous was you that day?
I mean, I remember there was, I think it was 5 or 10 minutes left, and he went, Gaz, what's going on? And he says, enjoy. I was like, oof. All right, and I didn't like panic, and I didn't want to go and warm up because of the crowd and that. You know, I remember just walking on, and then we got the ball. I think it was 20 yards from their goal. I got the ball, and honestly, I really panicked. And I just seen the Gallagher then, and I turned round, run back towards my goalkeeper. I just blasted back to him, and then I didn't want the ball anymore after that. You know, I was just so pleased to make my debut for Newcastle. It was an unbelievable feeling, you know. And then, you know, I played on the Saturday, got on the bus with the fans, and I remember a couple of the fans saying, have we just seen you playing? Yeah. Oh, well, you better play better the next time. And so I was like, oh, OK. Panicking a little bit.
Who were the players that you looked up to in them days?
Kevin Keegan. I remember watching him, you know, the guy he was, and come to the club at Newcastle. It was unbelievable. And when he used to train, he'd be at the front all the time, working really, really hard, considering he didn't really have to. It just showed how much of a professionalism he was. Kenny Wharton, I learned a lot from him, even though he was left back, just the one touch and stuff like that was class. But when you got likes of Peter Beasley, Chris, well, Peter was unbelievable. What a trainer as well, you know. Them four, you know, I was fortunate with Kevin Keegan, then Chris Waddle, Peter Beasley, Kenny Wharton. So, you know, I had quite, because we won promotion that year as well, you know. Well, they did. And the atmosphere, when at Newcastle, when he even scored a goal, it's fantastic. But when they were promoting that, yeah, it was incredible.
Who was the toughest players you played against? Because you grew up with probably played with the toughest player I've ever known in Billy Whitehurst.
I remember him turning up, Billy Whitehurst. He had a big Crombie on. I was, oof, oh, matey. And so, like, I think it was the second training session, and he picked man to man. And he went, Glenn Roller, Peter Beasley, going around like that. And he went, Gaz, are you Billy Whitehurst? I just looked like that, quivering. And the ball came and I put it through his legs. And I chuffed for myself and he went, hey, you do that again, I'll knock you out. So I panicked, right? So I didn't want the ball. And I remember, I think it was Peter Beasley, he pinged the ball and it hit me shit and it went through his legs. And I knew it was coming, so I just sort of like half put my jaw out a bit and he just bumped, get out. And he knocked us down and I got up and ran off with my kit and I jumped in my midi and drove home. I'm not coming back. I shouted to the manager, I'm not coming back anymore. And I drove home. He was like, well, you're not training today. I don't feel well done today. And then I turned up on the Saturday and Billy went, no more, son. Went off your pop. That was his favourite thing. So I learned quite early on, but then we played Millwall away And he says, the man says, Paul, playing against Terry Hurlock. So, you know, when you go up for a warm-up, I'm thinking, oh, is this Terry Hurlock? Where is he? And I just see this big beast coming through the den with his curly hair. So he come up, right? You know, and you're just a bit shy and that. And I went, hey, Terry, like that. He just went, get up. All down my legs, stun marks. This isn't the warm-up. And he went, that's before the game started, son. So he goes back into the dressing room. I said, lads, it's OK if I don't want it today. Just try and play around us. I'll just run them off a little bit. So I was panicking there. And then obviously the other one was like Vinny. And obviously grabbed my family allowance. And they kick off, right? So I've looked round and he's here, in my face, breathing. He went, oh, yeah, you're a good player. I can't play football, he says, but neither can you today. And he run past us and he went, wait there. He says, I forgot, I've got to change the corner. Right? He says, you know what was funny, miss? I stood waiting for him. I'm like, hurry up, buddy, hurry up. Afterwards, these girls give us some roses, and I went to the physio, a young kid apprentice. I went, go and give that to Vinny, the roses off me. And I thought, I caught soften the blow. And he gave it to Vinny, and he come back, and he went, give you that. It was a toilet brush. So, no, cheers, Vinny. So when I moved to London, I made sure he was one of my best friends.
When did you know it was the right time to leave Newcastle?
I didn't really
Did Newcastle make their mind?
No, I didn't want to. I know they were struggling money-wise, and I didn't really want to leave, but you know, miss, I mean, with you, with Arsenal, you had great players around you constantly, you know, Arsenal's a big club, and so was Newcastle. When Peter went, I was devastated. And so when the rumours come in, I wanted to leave. So what I done is I got Jimmy Fife, at least pretend he was my agent, and get us the same for West Ham to get away or something. But West Ham, Newcastle wouldn't let us go. I spoke to Liverpool, Kenny Dalglish. It was funny with Kenny. There's a phone call. I went, yeah? He says, it's Kenny Dalglish, we're interested in buying you. So he said, let me tell you. And so he was on the phone, and after 10 minutes, I looked at my dad and I went, I haven't got a clue what he's saying, Dad. And I went, yeah, OK then. Right, cheers, I'll be back. Not a clue what he was on about. That's come from a Geordie, right? And then it was obviously the Man United movement. That was weird. I mean, yeah, I said, Alex, I'm definitely coming. Are you definitely coming? Can I go on holiday? Yep, we're going on holiday. He says, cheers, guys, I'll see you when I get back. OK, so I'm heading towards Old Trafford, and the phone goes, Irvin Scott, listen, we'll buy your family a house. Ooh. All right, Dad, listen, Spurs are going to buy us a family in the house. He went, oh, Spurs, you're 5-1 in the bookies as well, Paul. Right, honestly. I went, all right, he went, yeah. I went, all right, then. So I rings Man United, they couldn't match the house, and I always wanted to get my family house, the way we were brought up in that, you know. And so I rings my dad back, he went, I found the house. This is in 10 minutes, he's in the house already. So I put the phone down, I went to Spurs, I think I'll be heading towards Tottenham, I'll see, though. All of a sudden, the phone goes. He went, oh, Paul, my dad went, I forgot to tell you, he's got a garage as well. So can I have a BMW? The new one, wait. So he had the honestly. So I went, all right, then. So, yeah, Irvin Scholar, can we have my dad have a car? Oh, OK, then. Right, I'm definitely coming now, and I'm on my way. And the phone went again. It was Lindsay. That was classic. Paul, right, then, if my mum's getting the house and my dad's getting the car, I want a sunbed. I want a sunbed. So I just imagine Rick Irvin. Listen, I'll definitely sign now, the deal's on, but can I have a sunbed thrown in as well? He went, just make your way, yeah, well, yeah, it's done. All right, Lizzie, got your sunbed. You know what's funny, when I went to Spurs, well, London as well, this is unbelievable. I had to have a translator to translate what I was saying to the players. They couldn't understand it, and things were already happening. Yeah, they watched it here, and then that to get Chris Waddle in. Chris Waddle was half my translator. I just loved Spurs' car park. The cars were completely different to the ones at St James'
Park. When I used to play for Arsenal, we used to turn up at Tottenham. They've had Porsches and
everything.
You used to think, God, these must be good. These must be good players.
That's the one, isn't it?
And then we'd win.
Yeah.
What did Sir Alex Ferguson say?
Oh, yeah. I would have wanted 5-1.
Yeah.
To have to ring him.
Well, what happened is, by the time I got to the bookies, put money on myself, I was 2-1. My dad had told everyone in the village. So I was gutted. But when when you get in Spurs and then you get your fan mail, and I was so excited in getting fan mail, really, you know, and first one looked lovely packaged, and I thought, oh, I'll open that one, it looks nice. And I opened it up, I couldn't believe it, you stupid. He says, you told me to go on holiday and enjoy myself, and you've went time for them up there at Spurs. He went, it's the worst thing you ever did. And he caned us. It took, I was panicking. And then when I come to ever play against Man United, I used to panic. And it took us 6 years for him to actually speak to us again. You know, which is a great man. So sometimes you think, I wonder what, if I had a sign for them, you know.
Yeah, that's the same, you know,
exactly on.
And how good was Terry Venables for you?
He was brilliant.
He wasn't too happy when I shot his dad's pheasant, but for something to eat, I was bored.
He was brilliant, and I loved his dad as well. I was so sad when his dad passed away, but Venables was fantastic, you know. It took us a while to work out that if I had a great game, he would tell us I was rubbish.
He didn't play well today, Paul.
And I was like, hold on, I did all right. He went, you got to be better the next game. You know, and I went, okay then. So, and then when I played bad, he told I was great. And it took us about 6 months to work that out. So his philosophy around me was fantastic, you know. But he was brilliant. He was brilliant to everyone, you know. He was one, like, you know, always sorting out the defence. Because he always said, you know, if you don't concede, you don't get beat. And he was right. And then I did the other bit. I loved it. I think I left too early at Spurs, even though I had the injury, you know. I would like to.
But the injury come in the cup final. Yeah. The semi-final, you probably had one of the best games ever. I mean, you ripped us apart. Absolutely ripped us to shreds. And then in the final, what happened?
I mean, I took Valium the night before the game. I was 2 foot in a table lamp. I was running along, bouncing off the bed.
Couldn't you sleep that night?
Nah, I couldn't sleep. I was up at 6 o'clock. I only had about 3 hours sleep, and I was just so excited because,
for me, when I was younger, playing in the FA Cup final was better than the World Cup,
because everybody in the world really watched the FA Cup final, and my dream was to walk up them steps. So everything that was on my mind bought the game. And I just thought, all I'm going to do is today is work hard for the lads and get stuck in. That was it. And my mind was like getting stuck in instead of like thinking the normal, just get the ball, enjoy it and play. So when Gary Charles come at us, and obviously the ball went to the right and I was off balance, and then I made that challenge. But I didn't know the damage I'd done until I actually walked back to the half-year line, and the knee fell a bit loose. And I asked for the ball, and it went to the... And as I turned, and that's when the knee went, you know.
And you knew that.
I knew, yeah. And obviously going back in the stretcher, and I was like, I just can't believe it. And then, obviously, what was in my mind is the big move to Lazio. Well, what am I going to do now, you know? And John Sheridan, I called him Step and Fetch. I asked him, how long am I going to be in? And I went, is it going to be like about a month? And he went, no. And I went, 3 months. He went, no, longer. And then that's when I started crying a little bit. And I went, how long? And he went, it could be 9 months, a little bit over. And I just broke down crying, you know. And then going to the hospital, I was just lying in the ambulance listening to the game. I just, you know, I even wanted to go to the party afterwards and told the doc, you know, but if I'd done anything, it was to, you know, people say look back, it would have been obviously walking up them steps, you know. Never had the opportunity to lift that trophy up, you know. I thought, right, the next long tunnel, I'll take one of the clothes off.
As we come down the tunnel, he's like...
big... and I went, all right, gaffer.